天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲，
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人何晨星。在我们的信仰生活中，我们怎样才能明白神的旨意呢？我们经常会说要学习等候神，但我们知道如何等候神呢？今天我们透过麦克牧师遭遇挫折举目仰望这个主题，和我们分享用四种方法来帮助我们明白神的旨意。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thank you very much for tuning into this broadcast.
非常感谢你能收听这个节目。
We are in the midst of a series of messages entitled Looking Up When Life Knocks You Down.
今天我们进入到了系列讲座的中间部分，题目是遭遇挫折举目仰望。
People often ask me, how can you know the will of God?
人们常常问我，你如何才能知道神的旨意呢？
I have been asked that question many times.
这个问题我被问了太多次了。
And today I want to give you the biblical tools to help you answer this question.
所以今天我要给你一个圣经的依据来回答这个问题。
We will do this by studying how the Apostle Paul discerned the will of God in his life.
通过学习使徒保罗是如何领受神在他的生命中的旨意，我们也就能逐渐掌握了。
There are four tools to help us discern the will of God listed here in Acts chapter 21.
在使徒行传21章中列举了四个方法来帮助我们明白神的旨意。
So if you have your Bible, please turn to it.
如果你手边有圣经，请翻到《使徒行传》21章。
Here are the four tools.
这里有四个方法。
First,
第一
，You must submit to the lordship of Jesus Christ.
你必须顺服耶稣基督的主权。
Second,
第二。
Expect God to speak to you in some way.
期待神用某种方式来跟你说话。
Third,
第三。
Test the spirits.
要分辨诸灵。
And fourthly,
第四。
You must wait for the timing of God.
你必须等待神的时间。
Let's go through these one by one.
让我们一点一点的来看。
What does it mean to be in submission to the lordship of Jesus Christ?
什么是顺服耶稣基督的主权呢？
It means that you are going to put your desires in neutral.
它是指你要把你自己的愿望放在一边。
We all have desires and strong feelings.
我们都有愿望和强烈的感受。
We all want everything in our lives to work without problems.
我们都希望生活中事事顺利。
And none of us welcome trials and uncertainty.
没有人喜欢变幻莫测的未来并受到考验。
But submission to the lordship of Jesus Christ means that you are willing to put your desires in neutral.
但顺服耶稣基督的主权意味着你甘心把你个人的愿望放在一边。
Why neutral?
为什么要放在一边呢？
Because when you place your desire in neutral,
因为当你把自己的愿望放在一边的时候，
you are allowing God to lead you to His perfect will for you.
你就会让神引导你进入他的完美旨意之中。
We saw in the last message in Acts 20,
在上一次的信息里，我们看到《使徒行传》20章那里。
That when Paul was talking to the Ephesian elders in Miletus, he said the following to them.
保罗在米利都对以弗所教会的长老们谈话的时候，他讲了下面的一段话。
He said, I'm going to Jerusalem.
他说，我要到耶路撒冷去。
And I know that I'm going to be facing difficulties and trials there.
并且我知道在那里我会面临困难和考验。
Then he said,
他接着又说，
But God is calling me to go.
但是神呼召我去。
Do you know why most people want to know the will of God?
你知道很多人想明白神旨意的原因吗？
So that if they see a hint of difficulty, they can run away from it.
那是因为如果他们事先能看到一点困难的迹象，他们就可以飞快地跑开了。
But Paul is saying that he knows the will of God and he's still determined to go to Jerusalem.
但保罗是说他明明知道神的旨意是什么，他仍然决定去耶路撒冷。
But that's not all.
但这还不是全部呢。
Look at Acts 21:10.
请看使徒行传21章第10节。
There was a prophet by the name of Agabus.
有一个先知名叫亚加布。
He comes in a dramatic way and warns the Apostle Paul of the difficulties ahead.
他以一种戏剧性的方式警告使徒保罗那摆在他面前的难处。
Agabus takes Paul's belt and ties it around his hands and feet.
亚加布拿保罗的腰带捆上自己的手脚。
And then he said, this is exactly what's going to happen to the owner of this belt.
然后说这就是将要发生在腰带主人身上的事。
But that's not all.
但这还不是全部。
When you read verse 12 of chapter 21,
当你读到21章12节时，
the Christians in Caesarea began to beg the Apostle Paul not to go to Jerusalem.
该撒利亚的基督徒也求保罗不要去耶路撒冷。
They were saying, we need you here, Paul.
他们说，保罗啊，我们这儿需要你。
All his friends were telling him not to go to Jerusalem.
他所有的朋友都劝他不要去耶路撒冷。
But because Paul placed all of his desires in neutral.
但是保罗将自己所有的愿望都放在一边。
He was determined to do what God called him to do.
他决定按着神的呼召去行。
Paul was not afraid.
保罗没有惧怕。
Paul would not hide.
保罗没有躲藏。
Paul would not be persuaded by all well-meaning friends.
保罗没有被这些善意的朋友说服。
There are some people who say Paul should have listened to his friends.
有些人说保罗应该听朋友的劝告。
They say that Paul must have been outside of the will of God when he went to Jerusalem.
他们说保罗去耶路撒冷一定是偏离了神的旨意。
But if you look carefully at the text,
但是如果你仔细看经文，
Not one time did the Holy Spirit say to Paul, don't go to Jerusalem.
就知道圣灵从未告诉保罗不要去耶路撒冷。
If this had happened, Paul would have obeyed the Lord.
如果圣灵这么说过，保罗一定会顺服主的。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
我亲爱的朋友，请留意。
It is okay to express your preference to the Lord.
向神来陈述你的喜好是可以的。
As long as you let God lead you.
前提是你肯让神来带领你。
It is okay to say to God, God, I would rather be in this place and not that place.
你也可以对神说，主啊，我更情愿待在这里而不去那里。
As long as you are willing to joyfully go whichever place he chooses for you.
前提是无论神为你选择了哪一个方向，你都愿意快快乐乐的前往。
Submitting to the Lordship of Jesus Christ means making your desires be in neutral.
顺服耶稣基督的主权就意味着你甘心把你的愿望放在一边。
And that's not easy.
这并不容易。
There are people who think,
有些人会认为,
that if you go where God has called you, and there you face some problem, you should second guess your obedience.
如果你去了神呼召你去的地方而面临一些难处，那么你就应该重新来考虑你对神的顺服。
But listen to me very carefully, please.
但是请你留意地听。
Just because you are at the center of the will of God does not mean that you will not face problems.
在神的旨意中，并不意味着你不会遇到困难。
Sometimes we get ourselves into trouble.
有时候是我们给了自己出了难题。
But often when we are at the center of the will of God, we will still face difficulties and trials.
更多的时候，即使我们在神的旨意当中，我们仍然会遇到困难和考验。
And of course the enemy will come to you and will say to you,
当然仇敌会来到你面前就对你说,
If you had disobeyed God, you would not have faced these problems.
如果你没有顺服神的话，你就不会遇到这样的麻烦。
And I can tell you that the devil will do that to you all the time.
我可以告诉你，魔鬼总是这样来迷惑你。
But by placing your desires in neutral,
但是如果你把你的愿望放在一边,
you will give God the opportunity to work in your life for His glory.
神就有机会来造就你的生命，使你可以荣耀他。
The second tool is this.
第二个方法是,
expect God to speak to you.
期待神来跟你说话。
The Lord often speaks to me through His Word.
神经常通过圣经来对我说话。
When I'm reading the Word of God,
当我读神的话语的时候,
and I'm wrestling with a problem in my life,
还有当我在人生的困境中挣扎的时候,
the voice of the Holy Spirit often says, here is the answer that you're looking for.
圣灵总会对我说,就是这个,这就是你所寻找的答案。
Here is the promise that you can appropriate today.
这就是你今天要得的应许。
Here is the promise that you can apply to your situation.
这就是你可以用来面对你困境的应许。
Occasionally God speaks to me through godly friends.
然而神也会通过敬畏神的朋友来对我说话。
But let me give you a warning.
不过我要给你一些忠告。
Be sure that your godly friends are not speaking to you out of their own emotions.
你首先要确定这些朋友的话不是出于他们自己的感情作用。
Be careful lest your godly friends are speaking to you out of their self-interest.
要小心，免得这些朋友怀着自己的目的来对你说话。
In Miletus, the Ephesian elders and Paul's friends were trying to dissuade him from going to Jerusalem.
在米利都，以弗所的长老们和保罗的朋友们都劝他不要上耶路撒冷去。
Because they were emotionally attached to him.
因为他们对他有很深的感情。
I'm not blaming Paul's friends for trying to dissuade him from going to Jerusalem.
我并不是责怪保罗的朋友尝试劝阻他去耶路撒冷。
I'm not blaming them for trying to protect their friend.
我也不是责怪他们试图保护他们的朋友。
But they were not trying to discern the will of God.
但是他们没有寻求神的旨意。
And that is why, thirdly, you must test the spirits.
这也就是为什么第三你要辨别诸灵。
No matter who delivers a message to you,
无论是谁向你传递的信息，你都要加以分辨。
If it is inconsistent with the word of God, it is not from God.
如果它与神的话语不相吻合，它就不是从神而来的。
If it does not glorify God, then it is not from God.
如果它不荣耀神，它就不是从神而来。
If it is going to lead you into sin, then it is not of God.
如果它将把你带入罪中，它就不是神的意思。
The Bible repeatedly exhorts us to test the spirits.
圣经一再反复地劝告我们要辨别诸灵。
Because Satan's deception is so good that you can easily fall for it.
因为撒旦的诡计变化多端，你很容易就陷入他的网罗。
Because Satan's desire is to trick you and deceive you.
因为撒旦定义引诱和欺骗你。
Paul tested the spirits, and he followed only the voice of the Holy Spirit.
保罗在检验了诸灵之后，他只听从圣灵的声音。
Not even his dear friends.
即使是他最亲密的朋友，他都没听。
So let me summarize again.
我现在要来总结一下。
First, you must submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ by placing your desire in neutral.
首先，你应该把自己的愿望放在一边，来顺服耶稣基督的带领。
Secondly, you must expect God to speak to you in some way.
其次，你应该期待神用某种方式与你说话。
Thirdly, you must test the spirits.
第三，你要辨别诸灵。
And finally, you must always wait for God's timing.
最后，你应该等候神的时机。
Waiting does not come naturally for us.
等候并不是我们的本性。
It may come easily to some.
可能对有些人来说比较容易做到。
But some people confuse waiting for God with idleness.
但有些人会把等候神的时间与懒散混淆了。
The word waiting in the Bible does not mean doing nothing.
在圣经中，等候一词不是指什么都不做。
Waiting for the Lord comes from the term of a waiter in a restaurant.
等候神一词来自餐饮业里服务员的用语。
A waiter has his towel around his hand.
服务员把一条餐巾搭在他的手上。
And what is he doing all the time?
在整个过程中，他在做什么呢？
He's watching you.
他留心观察你。
He's waiting for you.
他在等候你。
He is preparing to act when you call upon him.
他准备随时听从你的召唤。
But he is active and focused while he's waiting.
但他等候时，他是积极的、专注的。
That's what waiting upon the Lord Jesus means.
这就是等候主耶稣所包含的意思。
It means that you are always serving the Lord.
它意味着你要一直服侍主。
That you are always ministering to the Lord.
它也意味着你要臣服于主。
That you are always watching for the Lord's direction.
它意味着你要留心神所指示的方向。
That you are ready for His command any moment.
你要随时准备好执行他的命令。
But you are working and you are busy.
其实你是整天忙碌的工作着。
You are serving and you are paying attention.
你是全神贯注的服侍着。
You are attentive to the voice of the Lord.
你在留心听神的声音。
You are not sitting down and doing nothing.
你没有无所事事。
Listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you, my listening friend.
我亲爱的朋友，请留意听。
Do you know that not a single person in the Old Testament whom God called to serve was idle?
你知道吗？在旧约圣经中，没有一个神所呼召的人是无所事事的。
They were all doing something, and the voice of God came to them and said, "Go and proclaim the word of God."
他们都是在一边做事的时候，神的声音就临到他们说，去传扬神的话语。
When you are waiting at the Lord's table,
当你在主的桌前等着要服侍他,
you will be sure that He will let you know His will in His time.
你必定会得到主的指引,告诉你主的旨意,主的时间。
He will tell you what He wants you to do.
他会告诉你他想让你做什么。
He will tell you where He wants you to go.
他会告诉你他想让你去哪儿。
He will tell you when He wants you to move.
他会告诉你什么时间他让你采取行动。
He will tell you where to be.
他会告诉你去到哪里。
He will tell you how to respond.
他会告诉你如何应对。
Paul knew that he was obeying the will of God.
保罗知道他是在遵循神的旨意。
He knew there were some difficulties ahead.
他知道前面会有一些困难。
But these were incidental.
但这是难免的。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because he knew if he is going to be at the very center of the will of God,
因为他知道如果他是在神的旨意当中,
God will be with him and that's enough.
神就会与他同行,这就足够了。
When Paul got to Jerusalem, he was bringing an offering from all the Gentile churches.
当保罗到耶路撒冷的时候，他带着一笔外邦人教会的奉献。
And he places it there in the church of Jerusalem.
并且他把奉献交给了耶路撒冷的教会。
But do you know the first thing they said to him?
但你知道他们对保罗说什么吗?
They did not say thank you.
但他们没有说谢谢你。
The first thing Paul got was criticism.
保罗首先得到的是批评。
Now remember, Paul did not want to offend anybody.
请记住，保罗并不想冒犯任何人。
So he went ahead, recognizing that the issues they were criticizing were not important in his Christian ministry.
他没有理会这些，因为他知道这些批评相对于他的宣教事工而言并不重要。
They were not necessary for salvation.
从救恩的角度来看，他们的批评无关紧要。
So he went along.
因此他没有计较。
Because Paul had learned to wait upon the Lord.
因为保罗已经学会了要等候主。
Because Paul had learned to discern the will of God.
因为保罗已经学会了分辨神的旨意。
He did not allow their criticism to hinder him.
他没有让他们的批评妨碍自己。
My listening friend, let me give you this advice as we close this program.
我亲爱的朋友，在节目结束时，我想给你一些建议。
When you are waiting upon the Lord,
当你等候神的时候，
you will learn to choose your battles.
你将学会如何选择你的战场。
When you are waiting upon the Lord,
当你等候神的时候，
you will discern what is necessary for salvation and what is not.
你将学会分辨什么对救恩是重要的，而什么不是。
When you are in the perfect will of God,
当你处在神完美旨意中的时候，
there may be storms brewing all around you.
在你周围也许会起风暴，
but you'll be at peace.
但你却有平安。
Because you are in perfect harmony with your Maker.
因为你与你的创造主是完全和谐的。
And when you are waiting upon the Lord,
而当你等候神的时候，
He will let all things work together for good because you love Him.
他会让万事互相效力，让爱神的你得益处。
Because you have placed your desires in neutral.
因为你已将自己的愿望放在一边。
Because you are determined to listen to His voice.
因为你定义要听神的话语。
Because you have tested the spirits.
因为你已经分辨了诸灵。
And because you are waiting for His timing.
因为你在等候神的时间。
You will have the joy of the Lord.
你会得到从神而来的喜乐。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你。下次再会。
非常谢谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。我们在使徒保罗身上学到了很多宝贵的功课，明白神的旨意，首先要学习顺服基督的主权，第二，要期待神用某种方式来跟你说话，第三，要学习分辨诸灵，第四，必须等候神的时间。在学习等候神的时候，我们也要学会如何选择战场，分辨什么对救恩是最重要的，愿意将自己的愿望放在一边，定义要听从神的话语，顺服神的旨意，相信你会得到从神而来的喜乐。感谢神。亲爱的听众朋友们，欢迎您来信与我们交流您聆听天路导向节目的感受。天路导向免费赠送两本小册子，足能得胜和击倒了站起来。我们的邮箱是导向汉语拼音 at 良友 .net， 就是 DAOXIANG at 良友 .net，请注明天路导向小册子，您便可获得。感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们下次再会。 愿神赐福您。
是依靠